and he embraced him. They spent several days together discussing the wonderful pastimes of Lord Krishna and chanting his holy names. Paramananda Puri was one of the very great disciples of Madhavendra Puri. It is explained in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, and Prabhupada also describes it in his purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita, that of all the disciples of Madhavendra Puri, two sannyasis were very prominent, Ishvara Puri and Paramananda Puri. Paramananda Puri was Uddhava in Krishna's Leela. And he became very dear friends with Lord Chaitanya. Before departing from Rishab Hill, Lord Chaitanya asked Paramananda Puri that, where are you going from here? He said, I'm going to the river Ganges. First I'm going to see Jagannath, then I'm going to the river Ganges. Lord Chaitanya requested, please come back to Puri and stay with me there. I reside there. It will be the greatest pleasure of my heart to have your intimate friendship throughout my life in Puri. So Paramananda Puri made this promise. When Lord Chaitanya returned to Puri, within days, Paramananda Puri was living at the house of Lord Chaitanya under the divine mercy of Sachi Devi, the Lord's mother. Sachi Devi considered every sannyasi just like her own child. When Paramananda Puri heard that the devotees of Navadvipa were all planning to go to Puri to see Lord Chaitanya, he had been away for 2 years in South India, he decided that in their preparations it may take some days. I must go immediately. So with one Brahmin named Vija Krishnadas, Paramananda Puri came to Puri. And there he met Lord Chaitanya at the Gambira, the house of Kashi Mishra. They embraced. Lord Chaitanya offered his respects and worshipped the lotus feet of Paramananda Puri. Lord Chaitanya would say that Madhavendra Puri has come to me in the form of Paramananda Puri to give me his mercy. I see Paramananda Puri as the non-different expansion than my Param Guru, Madhavendra Puri. One day Lord Chaitanya came to Paramananda Puri's ashram and he asked Paramananda Puri, is this water in your well nice for drinking? Paramananda Puri said, it is very bad water. It is muddy and contaminated. You cannot drink it. You cannot bathe in it. Lord Chaitanya, in a very loud voice, he raised his arms. He said, Jagannath, you are a miser. You know that anyone who touches or tastes the water from Paramananda Puri's well will get love of God. That is the power of Paramananda Puri. Then he looked up in the sky with his arms raised and prayed, O Mother Ganga, please descend and enter into the well of Paramananda Puri. The Lord left, went to take rest at Gambira. That night, Ganga Mai took the order of Mahaprabhu on her head and she entered into the well of Paramananda Puri. The next morning, when the devotees saw crystal clear water, they called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came, he drank the water, he bathed in the water, he chanted, he danced, he was in so much ecstasy. All the devotees were drinking and bathing in the water from Paramananda Puri's well. It tasted like nectar. It was Ganga Devi herself. And Lord Chaitanya gave the benediction that Paramananda Puri is such a great devotee. He is so dear to Lord Krishna that anyone at any time who drinks this water or puts it on their head will get love of Krishna. This is for certain. Lord Chaitanya said, I have descended into this world only to seek to attain the association of Paramananda Puri. I am his property, and that is so. It is a fact. I am the property of Paramananda Puri. One day he met with Paramananda Puri along the beach. Lord Chaitanya offered his obeisances. Paramananda Puri embraced him, and Lord Chaitanya said, I am seeing Madhavendra Puri himself. This is disciplic succession. That we try to see the previous acharyas in the Vaishnavas. In every devotee, we should see a reflection of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And by serving that devotee, you will receive Prabhupada's mercy. And through Srila Prabhupada, we will receive the mercy of all the previous acharyas. The very source of that mercy is Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, personally. That is the scientific understanding of being the servant of the servant of the servant. Just as Krishna was best friends as well as the nephew of Uddhava, similarly, Lord Chaitanya was best friends and the spiritual nephew of Paramananda Puri, who was none different than Uddhav. Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with Paramananda Puri, he asked him to live in the very same house of Kashi Mishra with him. Lord Chaitanya arranged that in another room next to Gambira, Paramananda Puri resided. Lord Chaitanya gave him a personal servant also to assist him. As Swarup Damodar was constantly immersed in Hari Kirtan, Paramananda Puri was always immersed in meditation on the form and pastimes and names of Lord Krishna. Lord Chaitanya continued from Rishab Hill on his tour. He went down to the Setu Banda, to Kanyakumari. From there he went to the Adikeshav temple, where he discovered the Brahma Samhita, fifth chapter. Then he went to Trivandrum, where he worshipped Ananta Padmanab. From there he went to the temple of Janardhan. He went up the coast. He went to Udupi, to Sringeri Math, and eventually he came to that very sacred land called Maharashtra. He visited Kolhapur. Then he came to Pandharpur. He saw the beautiful form of Vitthaldev Thakur. Seeing the beauty of Lord Pandurang, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in ecstatic love. One Brahmin who met him there took Lord Chaitanya to his home. Lord Chaitanya heard that a disciple of Madhavendra Puri was in Pandharpur. His name was Sri Rangapuri. Immediately upon hearing this news, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went right to that house of the Brahmin. He was so eager to serve the disciples of Madhavendra Puri, the godbrothers of his own Guru Maharaj. In fact, to display the proper codes of etiquette, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu treated all the godbrothers of his guru just as he treated his own guru, with that same reverence and respect. Lord Chaitanya came before Sri Rangapuri. He offered his prostrated obeisances. Lord Chaitanya began to tremble in the ecstasy of love of God upon seeing Madhavendra Puri's follower. Sri Rangapuri was amazed to see this. He lifted him up and embraced him. He asked Lord Chaitanya, "Where did you get this love of God?" The symptoms of ecstasy that you are displaying on your body can only be manifest by one who has been touched by the mercy of Srila Madhavendrapuri. Lord Chaitanya then explained that he was a disciple of Ishwarapuri, Sri Rangapuri's godbrother. Sri Rangapuri was very happy to hear this. Together, they discussed topics of Krishna for 5 to 7 days. In great love, they were completely unaware of the external world in each other's association. At the end, Sri Rangapuri asked Lord Chaitanya, "Where are you from?" Lord Chaitanya said, "I am from Navadvip." The word Navadvip awakened great feelings of ecstatic love in Sri Rangapuri's heart. He said, "Many years ago, I was traveling on tour with my Guru Maharaj, Srila Madhavendrapuri. We visited Navadvip. There in Navadvip, we went to the house of one great Brahmin Vaishnav. His name was Jagannath Mishra. Such a devotee he was. And his wife, her name is Sachi Devi. She is none other than the mother of the universe. The nature of her love of God is something unparalleled. She has such motherly affection that every sannyasi or every pilgrim that came to her house, she fed them and served them as if they were her own child with that type of love and affection. How many of you, ladies, serve sannyasis with the same affection as your own child? Or how many are waiting, when will he get out? What is he doing here? Why is he here? But Sachi Devi was such a Vaishnavi. Sri Rangapuri explained, she cooked a curry made out of banana flowers, and to this day I cannot stop thinking about it. It tasted like nectar. This great soul, Jagannath Mishra, and Sachi Devi, they had a son. His name was Vishwaroop. At a very young age, he left them to take sannyas, assuming the name Shankararanya Maharaj. He traveled to the various holy places of pilgrimage. Alas, he came to this place, Pandharpur. Here he made his home. And it was from here, absorbed in the beautiful, ecstatic love for Lord Vitthaldev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he gave up his body and returned to the spiritual world. Lord Chaitanya said to Sri Rangapuri, "In my previous ashram, Jagannath Mishra was my father and Vishwaroop was my brother. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made his South Indian tour on the plea of finding Vishwaroop, and it was at Pandharpur from Sri Rangapuri that he heard the news of Vishwaroop's ecstatic lila of returning to the spiritual world. It is described that when Vishwaroop left this world from Pandharpur, his eternal soul merged into the body of Lord Nityananda, because Lord Vishwaroop was none other than a plenary expansion of Nityananda Balaram himself. Spending many days together discussing Krishna Katha, Alas, in the end, Lord Chaitanya continued his tour, and Sri Rangapuri from Pandrapur went to Dwarkapuri. From this narration, we get a glimpse into the further glories of Madhavendra Puri, that he was also a guru for Jagannath Mishra. He also instructed Jagannath Mishra, the father of the Lord, in the science of Krishna consciousness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri. After some time, he decided he wanted to go to Vrindavan. It was his great yearning to see the forest of Braja. With his associates, he chanted and danced along the roads. There were literally millions and millions of people following behind him, watching his beautiful dancing. He induced everyone to loudly chant the holy names of Krishna. We know the story. He visited Vidyanagar, where he met with Vidyavachaspati, the brother of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. From there he went to Kulia, to the house of Madhavadas. There he delivered all the sinful offenders and gave them all Krishna Prem through Krishna Nam. From there he traveled on. And in Ramkeli, he met Rupan Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami told Lord Chaitanya that going to Vrindavan with so many millions of people is not so appropriate. Better you go alone or with one or two others, because Vrindavan is a solitary place. You will not appreciate it properly with so many people. From Kanainatha Shala, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Sanatan Goswami's good advice. Decided, I will return to Jagannath Puri. On his way back, he came to Shantipur. He arrived at the house of Advaitacharya. One of the most beautiful stories. Please listen carefully. Is everyone still awake? You are quite amazing how you can tolerate this wonderful quality of Vaishnavas. In Shantipur, he just appeared. Advaitacharya thought he was going to Vrindavan. All of a sudden, he arrived at his house. He fell down and offered obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya embraced Advaitacharya and sprinkled his whole body with his tears. He loved Advaita so much. Then little Achyutananda, Advaitacharya's 5-year-old child, came running up. Little boy, he wasn't even wearing any clothes. His body was only covered with dust from play. He offered his prostrated obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, offering him prayers. Lord Chaitanya picked up Achyutananda and placed him on his lap and started embracing him to his chest. He could not even let go of Achyutananda. He loved him so much. He bathed this little boy with an abhishek of his own sacred tears. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, no one was more dear to Lord Chaitanya than little Achyutananda. Achyutananda was intimate, loving servant of Swarup Damodar. He was the most intimate disciple of Gadadhar Pandit later in his life. Advaitacharya was so pleased by the coming of the Lord that he said, we should call Sachi Devi and the devotees of Navadvip to come. Advaitacharya sent a servant with a palanquin to bring Sachi Devi to Shantipur to meet the Lord. In this particular Leela, we hear about the glories of Sachi Devi's love. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, she was so much in the ecstasy of separation from her son that she would completely forget who she was, where she was, all external consciousness, and she would identify herself with her previous incarnation of Mother Yashoda. She would see someone coming and she would cry out to them, "Are you coming from Mathura? Have you seen my child, Krishna and Balaram? Are they doing well in Mathura? When will they come home to see me? What is happening in Mathura? Please tell me the news. That evil-minded Kamsa, is he still the king? I heard he was killed. This is very good." And then sometimes she would say, "But that Akrura, he is so cruel. He has taken Krishna and Balaram away from me. When will they ever return? Please tell me. Please bring them the news of my heart." Then she would pick up a stick and she would say, "He has stolen butter. He's running away. Everyone, try to catch him." And she would start running. Another time, Sachi Devi, she would see some lady and she would say, "Let us go to the Jamuna and get water. Let us take our bath." In this way, she was always immersed in the most ecstatic love of separation from Krishna. Sachi Devi would cry in separation of Lord Chaitanya. She would cry rivers of tears. Sometimes she would have a vision of Krishna's form and she would laugh, uncontrollable laughter, for 6 to 9 hours. Other times she would feel certain emotions of separation and fall unconscious for 3 hours. In this way, Sachi Devi was practically never seeing a moment of external consciousness in the ecstasy of love since Lord Chaitanya had left. She sat down to worship the deity of Lord Vishnu. At that moment, the messenger from Shantipur came and told her the good news. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Shantipur. He did not go to Vrindavan. Advaitacharya is calling you to come. Immediately she became blissful. Murari Gupta and all the other devotees came along with Sachi Devi. They took her on a palanquin. When she got to Shantipur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw her from a distance. Lord Chaitanya, the supreme reservoir of pleasure, the Lord of all the worlds, in the role of the purest, most exemplary sannyasi, offered prostrated obeisances again and again and again to Mother Sachi Devi. He got up and circumambulated her again and again and again, weeping tears of love for his mother. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that no other but the Supreme Personality of Godhead could set such a perfect example of how to honor one's mother, one's father, and one's guru. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with folded palms, began to offer prayers to Sachi Devi, that you are the mother of the universe. You are the purifier of all creation. Whoever you glance upon will achieve love of Krishna. You are Yashoda. You are Devaki. You are Devahuti. You are Aditi. You are Anasuya. You are Kaushalya. You are the Supreme Mother of the Lord. I honor and worship you. Please be merciful upon me. Sachi Devi, looking at Lord Chaitanya's face, became completely stunned, motionless, like a paralyzed puppet. All she could do was cry. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Whatever little devotion to Krishna I have received it from you, my dear mother. Therefore, my great aspiration is to be the servant of your millions of servants. It is only by your mercy that I have Krishna. All the hundreds of days that you took so care of me, all the love and affection that you gave me, I can never repay you. It is impossible. Your own virtuous deeds is the only thing that I can say is your repayment." Sachi Devi, hearing the Lord's sweet words, she replied that you are the Supreme Lord Narayan. You can say whatever you want to say. All living beings in this cosmic manifestation are floating like dead wood in the ocean of material existence, being tossed around by the waves of your Maya potency. You are independent. You can do what you like, you can say what you like. Whatever you spoke about me, it is good because you have said it. You are free to speak whatever you like. Hearing these words of Sachi Devi, hearing the expression of her love for her son, Advaitacharya began to weep. Nityananda Prabhu, seeing Sachi's love, went completely wild. Haridas Thakur began to dance in ecstasy, chanting the holy name. At that time, a leper entered into the house. He was weeping and crying. So much pain, his body was in agony. He shouted out, "Oh Lord, I am the most sinful, I am a demon, I am a rascal, please be merciful to me, I surrender to you." And he fell at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. Lord Chaitanya looked at him very angry. He said, "You are a sinner. I will not save you. You have blasphemed Vaishnava. You have offended and criticized Srivas Thakur. One who offends a Vaishnava with envy in his heart, he will have to suffer like you are suffering. You think you are suffering now from leprosy? You will suffer 10 million births, and that's only the beginning. Then you will have to go to see Yamaraj, and 14,000 times he will punish you. This is the result of offending a Vaishnava. Even I cannot save you. However, if you fall at the lotus feet of Srivas Thakur with a repentant heart and beg forgiveness, he can forgive you." That leper, who previously was Gopal Chapal, who was envious of Srivas, he ran to the feet of Srivas Thakur, and Srivas Thakur picked him up and embraced him. Upon seeing that Srivas had forgiven this person and his heart had changed, Lord Chaitanya cured him of his leprosy and gave him Krishna Prema. From that day on, he became an intimate associate of the Vaishnavas. And with no envy in his heart, he served the devotees, danced with them, and chanted Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It was at the house of Advaitacharya in Sri Shantipur that that most auspicious day of the disappearance of Madhavendrapuri came about. Knowing that this day had come, Advaitacharya was so full of joy. My Guru Maharaj's Vyas Puja. Not Vyas Puja, his disappearance day, the day of his worship. Advaitacharya, with the permission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, decided to have a grand celebration. Every single thing that Advaitacharya had, he used it for the worship of Madhavendrapuri. Wonderful arrangements were made. There was so much excitement in the atmosphere. All the devotees came together. Lord Chaitanya was so pleased to see the enthusiasm of the Vaishnavas. Nityananda Prabhu said, I will take charge of the service of worshipping each and every Vaishnava. All the devotees went, Harimo! Another devotee said, I will take charge of stringing the garlands. Another said, I will take charge of carrying the water from the Ganga. Another said, I will set up the canopy. Another said, I will clean the rooms. I will cut the vegetables. Everyone was so enlivened taking services. Another said, I will wash the feet of every devotee that comes. Mother Sachi said, please give me the service of cooking for Madhavendrapuri. Sachi Devi took charge of the cooking and all the ladies were helping her. In such ecstasy. They were just buzzing here, there, everywhere, cooking, making all kinds of nice arrangements. So many devotees were having kirtan. One devotee said, I will chant in the kirtan. Another said, I will dance. Another said, I will blow the conch shell. I will bring the gong. I will play mridanga. I will play the karatals. Such a kirtan was going on throughout the entire day. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the kirtan. He decided to see what arrangements were being made. He saw entire rooms full of rice. Rooms full of thousands and thousands and thousands of bananas. 7 rooms just for banana leaves. 5 to 7 rooms of mung dal. There were thousands and thousands of pots of ghee and cream and milk. There were rooms and rooms of vegetables. And rooms of cooking pots. And there was Mother Sachi in the middle with all the ladies cooking and cooking and cooking and cooking in great bliss. In preparation for this festival, the entire house was effulgent with jubilation as the devotees united together to glorify the great Madhavendrapuri. Wouldn't it be nice if for our festivals we can have this same environment where the devotees are so enthused and eager? Not Prabhu, can you wash the rooms? Can't you find someone else to do it? Can you help with the cooking? I cooked last festival. The devotees of Mahaprabhu are not like that. They are eager, enthusiastic to work together for the service of the Lord. This is Varnashram Dharma. Different people have different natures. They have different qualities. They may be Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, Brahmacharis, Grihasthas, Vanaprasthas, or Sannyasis, but we should all be in this mood on the disappearance day of Madhavendrapuri, when everyone, according to their inclination, whatever status they are, for the glorification of the Lord's devotee, they work in perfect unity, performing their particular services. After seeing the wonderful events of the enthusiasm of the devotees, Lord Chaitanya entered back into the kirtan room. There he induced all the devotees to dance. They were dancing and singing, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into the middle. The devotees went in a circle around him, And Lord Chaitanya, with his beautiful golden form, so gracefully danced. The devotees, seeing his dancing, were mesmerized with the ecstasy of his love. With their arms raised, they began to go in circles around the Lord, loudly chanting the holy names. Hey! At other times, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put all the other devotees in the middle of the circle. Thus, there was a tumultuous kirtan throughout the entire day. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was then informed by Advaita that the offering had been made and the prasad had come. Sachi Devi arranged the prasad where Lord Chaitanya would sit in the middle, and hundreds of devotees were around him. Just by seeing this prasad, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became ecstatic. When Sachi Mata cooked for Lord Chaitanya, she knew he liked saag. She would cook 20 kinds of saag for him, minimum. Every preparation she had, she would make every type of food that was available, she would make 10 to 20 varieties of prasad with that one type of food. This was her spontaneous enthusiasm to cook for the Lord. And when Lord Chaitanya saw Sachi Devi's cooking, he offered obeisances to the prasad. He circumambulated the prasad. He said, anyone who sees this prasad, anyone who smells the aroma of this prasad, will get love for Krishna. Then with all the other devotees, they began to honor the prasad. As he ate this one particular type of spinach called achuta saag, he said, anyone who eats this achuta saag will attain pure love for Krishna. And there was another type of saag. I don't remember all the names. Abhiram Thakur knows all these names. He took this another type of saag. He said, anyone who eats this saag will become a great devotee and lover of the Vaishnavas. This way he was praising. This was whenever Sachi Mata cooked. On this holy day of Madhavendra Puri's disappearance day, as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees ate the prasad offered to Madhavendra Puri, they were constantly glorifying the supremely devotional attributes of Srila Madhavendra Puri. With every bite, they were eating the remnants of Madhavendra Puri and glorifying his divine qualities. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the arrangement that Advaita Acharya made, he said, no human being could possibly make such arrangements. There is such opulence in this feast. I believe Advaita Acharya is Lord Shiva himself. No, it is certain he is Lord Shiva. He is incarnate on this earth. No one can have such opulence. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed the true inner identity of Sri Advaita Acharya, who was the combined incarnation of Sadashiva and Mahavishnu. After tasting this most wonderful feast in the love of the meditation on the glories of Madhavendra Puri, Lord Chaitanya washed his hands. Advaita Acharya gave him garland. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally with his own hands put garland on the neck of each devotee and anointed their body with sandalwood pulp. Upon receiving the personal gift of the Lord, the devotees were overwhelmed with great ecstatic happiness. Thus, the celebration of the disappearance day of Srila Madhavendra Puri was personally celebrated by Nityananda Prabhu, Advaitacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all of his associates. Lord Chaitanya returned to Puri, but it was still his great desire to go to Vrindavan. He traveled through the Jharikhanda forest with Balabhadra Bhattacharya. There he delivered the tigers and the deers and the elephants, the snakes, the insects, the trees, the creepers, all living beings in the Jharikhanda forest. He delivered the bales and other untouchable classes of people, gave them all love of God, induced everyone to chant Krishna's holy names. When he saw the city of Mathura, he offered his obeisances. He bathed at the Vishram Ghat. Vishram Ghat is where Varahadev came to rest after killing Hiranyaksha. It was there that he spoke to Bhudevi, the earth goddess, the Adi Varaha Purana. It was at Vishram Ghat that after Krishna killed Kamsa, he came there to take his bath and bathe. In the beginning of Brajmandal Parikrama, it is the tradition to first bathe in Vishram Ghat. After Mahaprabhu performed this sacred bath, he went to the Janmasthan of Sri Krishna. There was the temple of Keshavaji. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Keshavaji, this is an ancient deity that was originally installed by Vajranab, the great grandson of Krishna. One of the four primary murtis of Lord Krishna Thakurji in Vrindavan. There is Govindadev on one side, there is Haridev at Govardhan, Govindadev in Vrindavan, Daoji in Mahavan, and Keshavji in Mathura. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, upon seeing Keshavji in the holy land of Mathura, he went completely mad in ecstatic love. How he was dancing, how he was chanting. Tears were flowing from his eyes. All the eight manifestations of ecstasy were fully blossoming on every part of his body. One Brahmin saw him. This Brahmin came and fell at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and got up and started dancing in ecstasy with him. They were dancing and dancing, embracing and dancing, embracing. They were both manifesting such love of God. And then both Lord Chaitanya and this Brahmin looked at all the people. They raised their arms and said, "Everyone, loudly chant the holy names of Krishna." Soon there were thousands and thousands of people chanting and dancing in the temple of Keshavadev. And the people of the Brijabasis of Mathura, they were talking amongst themselves, "Who is it that could possibly be exhibiting such love of God? He's a very ocean of love of God. And how he is inducing everyone to be mad with Krishna Prema, raising their arms, dancing jubilantly, so loudly filling the entire world with the holy names." We believe that this must be Krishna himself who has incarnated to return to Mathura to give love for himself to all of us. The kirtan went on and on and on as Lord Chaitanya was dancing with this Brahman, and thousands of people joined their kirtan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then took this Brahman aside to a solitary place. Lord Chaitanya spoke to him. "You are a very old Brahman, and you have great sincere devotion to Krishna. Where did you get this devotion to Krishna that you possess?" The Brahman replied, "His Holiness Madhavendra Puri years ago came to Mathura. He accepted me as his disciple. He came to my house and accepted food from my hands. It is Madhavendra Puri's great mercy that I have been given Krishna. That same Madhavendra Puri installed Gopal on the top of Govardhan Hill, and he is still being worshipped there today." When Lord Chaitanya heard this, he became even more jubilant. He explained to the kid, "After hearing this, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bowed down and took the dust from the feet of this Brahman, who was known as the Sanodiya Brahman. The Brahman went and touched the Lord's feet. They were both touching each other's feet, offering obeisances to each other. The Sanodiya Brahman said, 'Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead.' Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, 'I am your servant. You have been touched by the nectar of the mercy of Srila Madhavendra Puri.'" The Brahman then invited Lord Chaitanya to his home. And he told Lord Chaitanya that I will supply the ingredients and Balabhadra Bhattacharya can cook for you. The reason he said this is because amongst Brahman, the Sanodiya caste is considered very low caste. And generally, a sannyasi will never take prasad from the hands of a person who's not from a very high-class Vaishnav Brahmin family. So Lord Chaitanya said that, "I will take prasad directly from you." He said, "But I am coming from Sanodiya caste. I am not worthy to cook for you." Lord Chaitanya said, "The great Madhavendra Puri took prasad from you." Then Lord Chaitanya gave a very important instruction for the world to hear. He said that dry argumentation can reach no conclusion. If you read the scriptures, the Vedas and the Puranas, you will find undoubtedly so many contradictions apparent. And if you talk to learned philosophers, every Muni or philosopher tries to defeat every other Muni with a unique idea. How to understand what is the real principles of religion? The essence of all religious principles is found in the behavior of a Vaishnava. And Srila Madhavendra Puri is the topmost of all Vaishnavas. Therefore, his behavior is the very essence of the conclusions of all religious knowledge. Mahajano yena gata sapanta. One should follow in the footsteps of such great personalities as Madhavendra Puri. He is so powerful. He has initiated you into the Vaishnava line. And therefore you are worshipable. Therefore, you are pure, and whatever you do is pure. So following the line of Madhavendra Puri, it will be my great happiness if you cook for me. The Sanodiya Brahman cooked for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And with great happiness, they spent much time together discussing Harikatha and having kirtan. Soon, millions of people congregated around the Sanodiya Brahman's house because they heard that Lord Krishna had incarnated in a beautiful golden form to return to Mathura. The Sanodiya Brahman, this dear disciple of Srila Madhavendra Puri, brought Lord Chaitanya out of the house to give his darshan to the multitudes. When Lord Chaitanya was seen, they all surrendered their lives at his lotus feet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his immortal instruction. Raise your arms and loudly chant the holy names of Krishna. The Sanodiya Brahman traveled with Lord Chaitanya to all the 12 forests of Vrindavan. He became his intimate constant associate through Lord Chaitanya's Braj Leela. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri. Every day, the devotees would invite Lord Chaitanya for prasad within their house. They would collect the most nectarine preparations that were offered to Lord Jagannath to offer to Lord Chaitanya. The devotees from Bengal, Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Murari Gupta, so many, they would come for the Chaturmasya every year. So it was very, very special for them to offer prasad to the Lord. One day, one very well-known disciple of Madhavendra Puri came to Nilachala. His name was Ramachandra Puri. When he came, first Paramananda Puri met him. Paramananda Puri offered his obeisances, and Ramachandra Puri embraced him. Paramananda Puri honored him with great devotion. Then Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Ramachandra Puri, godbrother of his Guru Maharaj. Lord Chaitanya offered his dandavat at the feet of Paramananda Puri. Paramananda Puri picked him up and embraced him. Together, the three of them discussed Krishna for many days. Ramachandra Puri, for some time, resided in Puri. He had a certain regulation. Would you like to know what that is? His Holiness Srila Prahlada Ananda Maharaj has already described yesterday with such intense devotion and emotion that I will not be able to explain very well. It is like a firefly before the sun. But with your blessings, Maharaj, I will try to say something. Today I have bore the fruit of my pilgrimage to Pune because I have received the blessing of His Holiness Prahlada Ananda Maharaj. Ramachandra Puri would invite devotees to his house for prasad. One day he invited Jagadananda Pandit. And Ramchandra Puri, no, I'm sorry. He would go to a different person's house every day. That's what happened. So all the devotees were eager. He's such a great soul to invite him. So he invited, and Damodar or Jagadananda Pandit served Ramachandra Puri nice prasad. And he ate. And he would say to Ramachandra Puri, please take more, take more. He would take more. And then after Ramchandra Puri ate to his full satisfaction, then he would wash his hands and wash his mouth and then sit Jagadananda down and say, whatever's left, you please take it. I want to serve you. Jagadananda, no. Yes, 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 my order. You sit down. I want to serve you. It is my remnants. So Jagadananda Pandit sat down and Ramchandra Puri served him. Please take more. No. Puran, enough. Little more. Take more. He kept giving him more. Jagadananda Pandit said, enough. Then Ramchandra Puri became very angry. I have heard. Now I am seeing with my own eyes that the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eat too much. See how much you are eating. How will you follow the regulative principles if you eat so much food? Jagadananda Pandit was stunned. So this was his daily regulation. He would go to someone's house, he would eat to his full satisfaction, then he would force them to eat, and then after forcing them to eat on his order, he would criticize them and criticize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because the servant gets... The master gets the blame of the fault of the servant. Srila Prabhupada explains, if you love your guru, you will behave in such a way that your guru will be glorified, because any blame on you will be a spot in the character of your spiritual master. That is love. That is glorification. Not just jaya, 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 but with our life. I live in such a way that people will think, what kind of guru does he have? That is glorification of Guru Maharaj in the highest sense. So Ramchandra Puri decided he was finding faults with all the devotees. He decided he wanted to find fault with Lord Chaitanya himself. So he had all kinds of investigators collecting information for him. And he was collecting all this data. But no matter how much he tried, he could not find fault with Lord Chaitanya. But one day, he heard that Lord Chaitanya was eating too much prasad. So he started condemning, blaspheming, criticizing all over Puri that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not a proper sannyasi. He eats too much. He will not be able to maintain the principles. So when this news came to Lord Chaitanya, he told the devotees that he told Govinda, his servant, from this day on, I will cut my eating to one small pot of Jagannath's rice and a small pot of the vegetable. That's all. He cut his eating drastically, less than half. When Lord Chaitanya said this, it was like a thunderbolt in the hearts of all the Vaishnavas whose greatest joy in life was to feed him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued like this. One day, Ramchandra Puri came to his house because he was collecting all the information. He saw how little tiny bit Lord Chaitanya was eating. And Ramchandra Puri said that if you eat too much, you are not a proper sannyasi. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, This path of bhakti is not for one who eats too much or eats too little. Just see, you are skinny. You are not eating enough. You are breaking the principles. You are unnecessarily starving your body. This is not service to Krishna. This is disservice. You are not proper sannyasi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just honored Ramchandra Puri. The devotees, they wanted to... They came before Paramananda Puri, came before Lord Chaitanya, and he said, this god brother of mine, Ramachandra Puri, he's just nothing but a fault finder. He's a rascal. You should not listen to him. You should eat nice prasad. What do you care what he says? He finds faults with everyone. Please take more prasad. Lord Chaitanya said, no, why do you criticize Sri Ramachandra Puri Maharaj? He's like my father. He's giving me good instruction. I honor him. One day, Ramchandra Puri came to Lord Chaitanya's house. This is when he was very skinny, eating hardly nothing. And when he came, Lord Chaitanya offered obeisances like he always did, because he was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. After offering obeisances, he sat up. Ramchandra Puri looked at the ground and he saw some ants crawling on the ground. In great anger, he said, ants! Ah, just see. Because in a secluded place, in the middle of the night, you are secretly eating sweetmeats. And because of that, you have attracted these ants. Sannyasis are not supposed to eat sweetmeats in a solitary place. You are not following properly. Prabhupada explained, there's ants everywhere in Jagannath Puri. Do you remember we were at Jagannath Puri? Everywhere you go, there's ants. But this is the nature of someone who has a fault-finding mentality. Such a person, he is, even if you find faults with the devotees, eventually you even find fault with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is faultless. One who is always like a honey bee seeking the nectar of the good qualities of the devotees. To that person, Krishna reveals his own glories. But for one who is like a fly seeking after the infectious, contaminated substances within the lives of the devotees, yegatamam prapadyante tams tadaiva bhajamya. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, worship of my devotee is more dear than worshipping me. If you treat my devotees nicely, I will reveal myself accordingly. If you criticize my devotees, I will only reveal to you faults within my own faultless self. How? How did Ramchandra Puri become such a degraded fault finder? This great mystery is explained in the pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Srila Madhavendra Puri was in his last days, in his manifested world, he was crying in separation from Lord Sri Krishna. As he was crying, O Lord, O my Master, O Master of Mathura, you have left me. I am suffering in separation from you. My mind is falling to pieces. What am I to do? He was exhibiting the most intimate stage of spiritual realization in separation from the Lord. But Ramchandra Puri was a neophyte disciple who did not understand the nature of his guru. And he thought, due to false pride, that he had the right to give instructions to his own spiritual master. He was a victim of pride. Ramchandra Puri was a very renowned, he was also a scholar, but he had pride. And he thought that he was so advanced that he could give instruction to his spiritual master, such a spiritual master as Srila Madhavendra Puri. He said, if you are in transcendental bliss, then you should meditate on Brahman. Why are you crying? Upon hearing these offensive words, Srila Madhavendra Puri became very much disturbed in mind. He said, get out, you sinful rascal. O Krishna, I am suffering in separation from you. I have not obtained you, nor have I attained your land of Mathura. I am drowning in an ocean of separation. My mind is disturbed, and this rascal has come to disturb my mind even more. Get out of here! If I see your face at the time of death, I will not achieve my desired destination. I am longing in separation from Krishna, and you have come to instruct me to meditate on the impersonal Brahman. Get out! Ramchandra Puri was the recipient of the punishment of his guru. He displeased him. During that same time, Srila Ishwara Puri was personally serving Srila Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was physically incapacitated. He could not stand or walk. In his final days, Srila Ishwara Puri, with a grateful heart, lovingly accepted it as his supreme fortune in life, the ultimate wealth in all creation, that he was given the sacred service of personally cleaning the stool and the urine from the body of Madhavendra Puri with his own hands. He was not wearing prophylactic plastic gloves. He honored it as the sacred service, but that was coming by the infinite mercy of his Guru Maharaj. Ishwara Puri was a great sannyasi, a great scholar, a very, very advanced spiritualist. But yet, because he had perfectly imbibed the spirit of Madhavendra Puri, he had not a trace of pride in his heart. But rather, he was eager for the most menial service. Throughout those last days, Srila Ishwara Puri continuously, day and night, repeated the beautiful pastimes of Lord Krishna, and also chanted the holy names of Lord Krishna to help his spiritual master remember Krishna at the time of death. Seeing this most humble and pleasing service, Srila Madhavendra Puri lovingly embraced Ishwara Puri and gave him the benediction that he will become a great devotee and lover of Lord Krishna. With this benediction, Srila Madhavendra Puri transmitted his own divine love for Krishna into the heart of Srila Ishwara Puri. Ishwara Puri became the very reservoir of Madhavendra Puri's love and compassion to the world. Because of this quality, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his most magnanimous and munificent of all incarnations, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, became the humble servant and disciple of Srila Ishwara Puri. This is parampara. What is the glory of Madhavendra Puri? How will anyone ever understand? The greatest personalities took shelter of his lotus feet, worshipped him, heard from him submissively. Let us examine just one part of a drop of the ocean of his glory. Advaitacharya is Mahavishnu. Karanodakshayi Vishnu is the source of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. It is Garbhodakshayi Vishnu from whose navel the lotus flower sprouted and Brahma was born. Garbhodakshayi Vishnu instructed Lord Brahma, who became the spiritual master of all the universe, that Garbhodakshayi Vishnu is but an expansion of Mahavishnu, whose mere exhalation all the universes manifest from the pores of his bodies, whose inhalation all the universes are destroyed. That Mahavishnu, as well as Lord Shiva, the greatest of all Vaishnavas, they all humbly surrendered to and served with worshipable love Madhavendra Puri. As a disciple, Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram, the first expansion of the Lord in the spiritual world, the original spiritual master of all spiritual masters. That Nityananda Balaram became the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He is Vrishabhanu Maharaj, the father of Srimati Radharani. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would think of Pundarik, he would cry out his name, Pundarik, Pundarik. In ecstasy of love, this great personality will come someday, soon. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was the guru of Gadadhar Pandit, who was none other than Srimati Radharani. But that same Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, the father of Sri Radha, was the humble, loving disciple and servant of Madhavendra Puri. Jagannath Mishra took shiksha, and some say diksha, from Madhavendra Puri. Nanda Maharaj and Sachi Devi as Yashoda, with great love and affection in their hearts, they heard from, worshipped, and served Madhavendra Puri as a guru. Keshava Bharati Maharaj, in Krishna's Leela, he is Sandipani Muni. He is Krishna's guru, and he's becoming a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Uddhava, greatest learned scholar, most intimate uncle and friend of Krishna in Dwarka. As Paramananda Puri, he became the humble, surrendered servant and disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he personally accepted Madhavendra Puri as his Param Guru. And his most intimate loving associates, many, including his own mother and father, were the followers of Srila Madhavendra Puri. He took first initiation from a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. He took sannyas from a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. It was Advaitacharya, a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, whose loud calls called Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to descend into this world. Let us hear from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own mouth his glorification of Srila Madhavendra Puri. He spoke these words in Remuna after describing the story of Kirchor Gopinath. This is the words of Lord Chaitanya. Without considering his personal comforts, Madhavendra Puri carried 1 mound, 82 pounds of sandalwood, and 20 tolas, about 8 ounces of camphor, to smear over the body of Gopal. This transcendental pleasure was sufficient for him. What Lord Chaitanya is saying, a very difficult, laborious act of work was considered the most sufficient transcendental pleasure from Madhavendra Puri. Carrying 82 pounds of sandalwood through so many dangerous areas. Lord Chaitanya continues, since there were restrictions against taking the sandalwood out of the Orissa province, the toll official confiscated the stock. But Madhavendra Puri showed him the release papers given by the government and consequently escaped difficulties. Such a great personality undergoing so much difficulty. It reminds us of Srila Prabhupada, the supreme most emissary of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had descended to this world to give the mercy of the Lord to everyone. When he went to Singapore, they stopped him at the border and would not let him through immigration and sent him back. When he was in America, so many problems. His typewriter was stolen. So much disrespect. Even journalists came to often ridicule him and criticize him. But just as Madhavendra Puri had the order of Gopal, Srila Prabhupada had the order of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he was willing to endure any difficulty to fulfill that mission. That is Vaishnav. Although Madhavendra Puri was the guru of all these great, gigantic personalities, God himself and his most powerful incarnations, and the greatest, most purified souls, he was their guru, he was their master. Still, he was so humble. He considered himself so low, he wouldn't even beg for food. Unless it came of his own accord, he felt he was unworthy of eating. This is real opulence of renunciation. He was so simple. He was so humble. Although he was so great.
Lord Chaitanya continues, Madhavendra Puri was not at all anxious during the long journey to Vrindavan, through the provinces governed by the Muslims and filled with unlimited numbers of watchmen. Although Madhavendra Puri did not have a farthing with him, he was not afraid to pass through the toll officers. His only enjoyment was in carrying the load of sandalwood to Vrindavan for Gopal. Sri Gopal wanted to show how intensely Madhavendra Puri loved Krishna. Therefore, he asked him to go to Nilachala to fetch sandalwood and camphor. With great trouble and after much labor, Madhavendra Puri brought the load of sandalwood to Ramana. However, he was still very pleased. He discounted all difficulties. To test the intense love of Madhavendra Puri, Gopal, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, ordered him to bring sandalwood from Nilachala, and when Madhavendra Puri passed this examination, the Lord became very merciful to him. Krishna tests his devotees to show the world how we should behave when he tests us. When the Lord puts his devotee into difficulty, if that person is not completely pure, it is the perfect medicine for his or her purification. And for those who are completely pure, it is to increase their ecstatic attachment and love for him, and to show the world how we must follow in their footsteps when difficulties come in our life. Until we are selfless servants with no ego or desire for personal gratification, but willing to give anything and everything for the pleasure of the Lord and his devotees, we are not qualified to enter into the kingdom of the Lord, Sri Vrindavan Dham. Thus the examinations, the difficulties, the pains that we endure on the path of devotional service are the perfect arrangement for us to make spiritual advancement if we follow in the footsteps of great souls like Madhavendra Puri. If we do not have their example, Madhavendra Puri, Srila Prabhupada, if we do not have their example to follow, when the tests come, we will be lost. Thus we are ever dependent on their mercy by hearing about them and emulating their mood of devotion in the mood of the servant of the servant of their servants. Such behavior exhibited in loving service between the devotee and the devotee's lovable object, Sri Krishna, is transcendental. It is not possible for a common man to understand. Common men do not even have the capacity. After saying this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read the famous verse of Madhavendra Puri. This verse is just like the moon. It has spread illumination all over the world. Continuous rubbing increases the aroma of Malaya sandalwood. Similarly, consideration of this verse increases one's understanding of its importance. As the Kostubha Mani is considered the most precious of valuable stones, this verse is similarly considered the best of poems dealing with the mellows of devotional service. Actually, this verse was spoken by Srimati Radharani herself, and by her mercy only was it manifest in the words of Madhavendra Puri. Only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tasted the poetry of this verse. No fourth man is capable of understanding it. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This indicates that only Srimati Radharani, Madhavendra Puri, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are capable of understanding the purport of this verse. Madhavendra Puri recited this verse again and again at the end of his material existence. Thus uttering this verse, he attained the ultimate goal of life. We will now read this most illustrious verse, worshipped so dearly by Lord Chaitanya. Aidina Dayadra Natahe Mathura Nata Kadavalokshase Hridayam Twadaloka Kataram Dayata Brahmyati Kim Karom Yaham. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The uncontaminated devotees who strictly depend on the Vedanta philosophy are divided into four sampradayas, or transcendental parties. Out of the four sampradayas, Sri Madhvacharya sampradaya was accepted by Madhavendra Puri. Thus he took sannyas according to the parampara, disciplic succession. Beginning from Madhvacharya, down to the spiritual master of Madhavendra Puri, the acharya named Lakshmipati, there was no realization of devotional service in conjugal love. Sri Madhavendra Puri introduced the conception of conjugal love for the first time in the Madhvacharya Sampradaya, and this conclusion of the Madhvacharya Sampradaya was revealed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he toured southern India and met the Tattvavadis, who supposedly belonged to the Madhvacharya Sampradaya. When Sri Krishna left Vrindavan and accepted the kingdom of Mathura, Srimati Radharani, out of ecstatic feelings of separation, expressed how Krishna can be loved in separation. Thus, devotional service in separation is central to this verse. Worship in such a separation is considered by the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya to be the topmost level of devotional service. According to this conception, the devotee thinks of himself as very poor and neglected by the Lord. Thus he addresses the Lord as Dina Dayadra Nath, as did Madhavendra Puri. Such an ecstatic feeling is the highest form of devotional service. Because Krishna had gone to Mathura, Srimati Radharani was very much affected, and she expressed herself thus, "My dear Lord, because of your separation, my mind has become overly agitated. Now tell me, what can I do? I am very poor, and you are very merciful. So kindly have compassion upon me, and let me know when I shall see you." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always expressing the ecstatic emotions of Srimati Radharani that she exhibited when she saw Uddhava at Vrindavan. Similar feelings experienced by Madhavendra Puri are expressed in this verse. Therefore, Vaishnavas in the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya say that the ecstatic feelings expressed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his life came from Sri Madhavendra Puri through Ishwara Puri. All the devotees in the line of the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya accept these principles in devotional service. Translation. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited this verse, he immediately fell to the ground unconscious. He was overwhelmed and had no control over himself. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell to the ground in ecstatic love, Lord Nityananda quickly took him on his lap. Crying, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then got up again. Exhibiting ecstatic emotions, the Lord began to run here and there, making resounding noises. Sometimes he laughed, and sometimes he cried, and sometimes he danced and sang. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not recite the whole verse. He simply said, "Aidina, Aidina," repeatedly. Thus he could not speak, and profuse tears were in his eyes. Trembling, perspiration, jubilant tears, shock, fading of the bodily luster, disappointment, moroseness, loss of memory, pride, joy, and humility were all visible in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. This verse uncovered the door of ecstatic love, and when it was exhibited, all the servants of Gopinath saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance in ecstasy. When many people crowded around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he regained his external senses. In the meantime, the offering to the deity had been finished, and there was a resounding arti performance. When the deities were laid down to rest, the priest came out of the temple and offered all 12 pots of sweet rice to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very lovingly accepted this sweet rice and passed the entire night at the temple amongst his devotees and all the people of Ramona, glorifying Sri Madhavendra Puri's supreme mercy through the congregational chanting of the holy names. Kaviraj Goswami continues, "In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally tasted with his own mouth the transcendental qualities of Gopalji, Gopinath, and Sri Madhavendra Puri. Thus I have described both the transcendental glories of the Lord and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's affection for his devotees, and the highest limit of ecstatic love. One who hears this narration with faith and devotion attains the treasure of love of Godhead at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Padayara As Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahi Krishna Das." Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Srila Madhavendra Puri ki, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananti Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Jai!